God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to nourish our lives, God's word to direct us in the path of life is from Paul's letter to the Romans, to the Roman Christians in Rome. And I want to reread the beginning of this text. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And the hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. There is also, with translations, different translations, there's a word in there that the hope that is given to us does not disappoint us. And as we think about that, God doesn't disappoint us. God gives us hope. So the question is, what do you hope for? Think about that question. Well, some people today hope that there will be no more gunfire. Lives lost by the firing of a weapon. Well, some also pray for hope that one does not fall. Because, you know, you go to the clinic, and one of the first sentences or questions they ask, have you fallen in the last year? You know, we kind of hope that we're not going to bruise up this body that God has given us. And the other thing is, you know, I think the world wants us to fail, to have problems with our body, because, you know, we got to pay car insurance, we got to pay house insurance, and long-term care insurance. You know this? What do you hope for? When you look at a glass of water, do you see it half empty or do you see it half full? I want you to think about that word hope. Because Paul is writing to the Roman Christians. The Roman Christians who are facing persecution and suffering for their faith. He's writing to them to encourage them, to give them hope for the future, that as they look at the future, they'll have hope that the persecutions and sufferings would cease. There are stories about Nero, that Nero would use Christians at his garden parties by lighting them up on the cross. Such is the hope that the Roman Christians had looking in the future. What is going on? Can we get out of the sufferings and persecutions? So the Apostle Paul writes to them. I want you also to know that God, through the Apostle Paul, is writing to you as you live your life. As you live with persecutions, and you say, Pastor, I haven't been persecuted. I haven't felt that persecution. Maybe you haven't just yet. But the Lord knows that those who are faithful will face sufferings and face persecution for their faith. I want you to think about how to live and that God gives us a solid foundation in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Foundations are very important. We had a cabin in Outing, Minnesota for about 7 years. And we were going to remodel that cabin and use it as our retirement home. Well, truth be told, we couldn't use it because the footings in front of that cabin weren't there. So we would have had to do a lot of work or a lot of money to raise those footings up. God gives us footings. God gives us a foundation. The foundation is Jesus Christ. The foundation is our Lord and Savior, who lived for us, who suffered for us, who died for us, and who rose from the grave for us to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. So that's our foundation of life, our foundation of our faith, the foundation of our hope, that God gives us this hope in Jesus Christ to look forward, because we don't really have a hold on the future and hope, but we know who holds the future, that God holds the future in his hands. And that's why he said through the prophet Jeremiah, I have plans for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So God is talking to us through his word that he has hope for us and a future for us. To give us that hope, to give us that strength, to give us that support in our foundation. You know, it's interesting that when you look at God's word, he calls us his children. We looked at that in Bible study this morning, a couple verses of where God tells us we are his children. First John chapter 3 tells us that we are God's children. And knowing that we are God's children, we know that we have our hope and our strength in God and him alone. We go through trials. We go through temptations. We go through enduring difficulties. Difficulties that happen to the body. Things that turn us inside out. We have all those things. And yet God gives us hope. Hope that we look in the future. Hope that knows when this life is over with, we will be called home to the precious home of Jesus Christ. And that is our hope. That is our strength. That's what God gives to us to lift us up, to sustain us in our difficulties, to sustain us in the problems that happen to us in our life. Sometimes we think that we have more things going on with ourselves than anyone else. But the truth be told is we're all the same. And we go through all these sorts of difficulties and curves and hills and valleys. And we need God's hope and strength. So as we face those troubles in our lives, as we face those difficulties in our life, God gives us that hope so that we are joyful people. Joyful in knowing that the Lord has given us that strength and that love and peace in Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about how Jesus is the light of your life, and then how he guides you by that light. There's an illustration I read about this young boy called Bobby. Bobby was walking with his father on a dark path to a neighboring farmstead. And it was dark. There was no moon showing. And all it was his dad had this lantern and it was showing up in front of him. And yet, Bobby was scared. Bobby was scared of the dark and wondered what was at the end of the light. And he said that he was afraid to his father, and his father said, well, we've got the light, and it keeps moving in front of us. You have the light. You have the light of Jesus Christ, and it continues to move in front of you, enlightening the path of life that you have in this world. The path is enlightened by the light of Christ. And what you hope for and the hopes that you have for your life and the things that are going on in your life, know that hope that God gives you does not disappoint, but it builds up and encourages you each and every day. In Christ's holy name, amen.